So I was driving by a dairy farm the other day and I saw the farmer. He was outstanding in his field. Anyway, I went up to him. I was lonesome and I wanted to visit with somebody, and I saw him staring at one particular cow, and I said, "What's up with that cow?" And, "Howdy, by the way." And he said, "You know what? This cow is a dud." "Really? What does that mean?" And he said, "It doesn't give milk anymore." And I said, "Oh, you mean that cow is an utter failure." I'm so witty sometimes, I gotta tell you. From the stupid thief file in Arkansas, the United States of America, a guy wanted some beer. Really badly he wanted beer, so he came up to a liquor store and he decided to break in. He found a big rock, big like brick size, and tossed it. This is all on video, tossed it up against the window so he could get in and take beer, and instead it was plexiglass. It bounced back, hit him in the head, and he was unconscious. Police came soon, picked him up, put him in jail. Ha ha, got it. In Canada, the senior bank officials there are all sitting around tables saying, "We got to compete. Money. What about money? We keep printing it every day because of Prime Mistake. He keeps spending it and losing it and giving it away." I don't know that they do that, but they are saying this. We need to really think about getting into the blockchain currency, cybercurrency. Because other people are. So we need to too, and my thoughts on that, who cares? I mean, you guys can't handle the money anyway. Does it matter if it's online or offline, you're in your pocket or out of your pocket, because you're taking it from everybody anyway? But that's what they're doing. They're looking at it saying, maybe we shouldn't have cash anymore. Might come, hey, to a country near you. In the US and the world, people are reacting to the election. It's a kind of continues to move around, huh? And I just wanted to share a definition with you, no matter which side you're on, okay? There's a definition of the word hope. Hope means to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or something to be true. That's hope. It's a mindset. Hope has proven under many, many circumstances to be a lifesaver. Under the harshest of circumstances, I have hope. You still have to have hope. Everything can be taken from a person, but one thing, that's the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way, that's hope. Hope is essential. It's a big piece of the attitude of invisible action that keeps us moving forward by dispensing mental courage and the will to persevere in the worst of times and to get through all this liberal nonsense. I did say hope was for everybody. The Democrats, the liberals, they hope that we go away, and I hope that they're wrong, because we're right, just saying. Texas. Texas is about 1,000 miles long and is about 1,000 miles wide as well. Texas has 254 counties, 1,214 cities and towns with close to 30 million residents. About 75% of Texans are white, 30% of whom are Hispanic white out of that 75%, and so on. Just a brief rundown or a fast rundown of Texas, and I wanted to compare it to Alberta, Canada. They're about the same size. Alberta has about 4 million people versus the, the big population there. What is it? I just said it. 30 million. So Alberta's sitting there kind of landlocked, wondering what to do. Texas isn't landlocked, and Alberta's saying, hey, you know what? We're treated badly. And many people are talking about separation. And it's interesting, the people that are talking about it, you have the Maverick Party, who is not just Alberta, they're the West. And hey, that's honorable, and God bless the West, right? So we'll see what happens. But I think it'll be hard to get people on side from different provinces. And then you have just the provincial thing. You have the Wexit Party, just for Alberta Wexit Party. You have the Alberta Freedom Alliance, the Alberta Advantage Party. A lot of different people forming parties. And, and then, of course, you have the Wild Rose Independence Party. They probably have the best shot at it. Should they separate? Of course they should. I mean, if you don't get along with somebody, 100 years later, and you speak different languages, I've spoken about this so many times, and they take all your money and so on. Well, of course, you should say goodbye now. But I find it interesting with all of these parties, because they're kind of all say the same thing. Let's separate because we're unhappy. Just because you're unhappy with your spouse doesn't mean you should move out. You should have a bigger plan, okay? And their plan is let's separate and have a police force, and that's kind of it. I think that you need to dig down. Hey, Albertans, you got to look at what you're about. And I say Alberta because I think they should separate, and then the other ones should be invited later. I think it's too big of a piece, too big of a pie to go out and start to cut it up like that. And I think you need to do one at a time. What do I know? Hey, I think I do know, actually, when it comes to this, because Alberta really, really does need to separate, but there has to be more. You have to tell the people, well, firstly, when we separate, we're going to do this. We're not just going to have a police force. We're not just going to sit back and wonder what to do now. What we're really going to do is do things. We're going to sell the Treasury Branch. It's 250 some odd banks that are owned by the government. The government should own banks. We're going to capitalize, be capitalists now. We're going to sell golf courses, and we're going to bring money into the till. And here's what we're going to develop a plan. Instead of just saying, we're unhappy now, you came home drunk and I'm leaving. I'm going to pack up and goodbye. You know, you're dealing with liberalism. You're dealing with liberalism in Edmonton and Calgary, the capital cities where most of the people live, the mayors and the councillors, they're calling me people. You got to go in and help put proper people in there, proper people, and because it's improper with all the stuff that's going on from the left. Liberals do not listen or care about another person's point of view. I care about other people's points of view. I don't need to agree with you. You don't need to agree with me. We just need to respect one another. But you know, I got to tell you, I'm not always correct. But I'm always right. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.